The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to the previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In the program this week, Nursing Notes Live visits with the 2013 amazing nurse, Gloria Kinzeka. Gloria is a pediatric home care nurse who was nominated by the mother of one of her patients. I caught up with Gloria and chatted with her about her passion for nursing and the special caring relationship she has with her patients. Here's that interview segment. Gloria, welcome to Nursing Notes Live. I always like to start off my interviews with asking the nurses that join us here to talk a little bit about how they became a nurse, why you decided that nursing was a job for you.
Okay. First of all, Jamie, I just want to thank you for inviting me. My inspiration to become a nurse came from watching my sister do her job as a pediatric home care nurse. I felt very comfortable because I could relate with what she was doing. Back in Cameroon, where I come from, it's in the west coast of Africa, we do not have nursing homes, group homes. We basically take care of our relatives, friends, and neighbors in the comfort of our homes. So this background encouraged me to become a nurse because I have the passion and the caring heart to take care of the sick. And I think when I watched my sister, all I kept thinking to myself, but I know I can do all that, but I still need the education to back it up with. So that's how I got started, you know, with baby steps, you know, started as a nursing assistant, then later as a vocational nurse, and later as an RN, as a registered nurse.
And when you started off as a nurse, did you start off in any particular area of nursing? What was your career path like to where you are today as a pediatric home care nurse?
Yes. My first job was working in a detox center in Oklahoma City. We basically, you know, help people, detox people on different types of drugs. And then I also worked in a nursing home. Most of the times I worked in acute care and adult respiratory and Alzheimer's care. And those were the, you know, basically the two areas that I worked in. And sometimes I think I worked partly in a group home then before coming to do pediatric nursing, home care nursing.
What drew you to pediatric home care?
What triggered me to pediatric home care nursing?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I love children. I love working with children and their families. My mom, she was a preschool headmistress, and I spent a lot of time in my teen years working with children. So that was a great fit for me. And, I just love working with the families, too, because it also helps me to provide the families with, the tools they need to navigate the healthcare system. So I just, it was one of those things that, when you do different things, you come to a place where you have that perfect fit. You know, it's an independent setting.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, and it also gives an opportunity to have a relationship, and over time, and that trusting relationship is what is very important in my career as a nurse. You know, so it was just a perfect fit for me to do that. I love children. I still love children. I love working with them. I love the hugs. I love the kisses. I have one who calls me Princess Tiana. So I have somebody who calls me a princess. It's just rewarding working with children.
What are some of the things about your patient population that make it so necessary for them to have a nursing care? Why is it that, just give us an overview of what your patient population is like.
We basically work with kids who with congenital disorders. They come home with different, I mean, we have diverse, different kinds of problems. Examples, most of them are they are on ventilators. They have chronic disorders, that spina bifida. I mean, they just need that day-to-day nursing. They cannot stay in the hospital forever. When they come home, they just need a nurse to be there to take care of the rest of the nursing, you know, the nursing care that they deserve to have.
Right, right. It's interesting, but you know, with kids, with a pediatric population, I think that it's a great example of how well a team approach with patients, with caregivers, and with nursing staff. How well a team approach can be brought together to help provide the total level of care for the patient, because you rely on the families quite a bit. They're doing most of their care at home.
Yes, the team has to be really, you know, it's everybody together, and we have to really work together to the interest of, you know, this child. When you have a child at home, you're basically you're the advocate for that child. You're the one who sees what's going on. You're the one who communicates to the doctors, to the social worker, to, you know, insurance. So you're basically, I mean, you do it all, trying to make sure that everybody understands that, because you're there, you know, day to day, that everybody understands this is what is going on. And it is even because of the care that you give to this child that we come up with the various nursing diagnoses that we have, to individualize it to the care of the child.
And nurses are really well suited to that type of care. I mean, with our specialized nursing diagnoses, the ability to come up with nursing interventions, that really makes us a good fit for this type of care.
Yes. It does, because it gives, because eventually other people will work with the child, and it gives them that, because our first years, for most of our kids, it's always our most difficult year, because nobody knows this child. We're always back and forth in the hospital to try to figure out what is wrong with the child. Because you see when somebody is before they get sick, what is the aura, what happened before they, you know, and when you do all that, you know, it helps other person who is working with the child in the future to not try to figure it out by themselves, but at least have that that baseline.
Right. If you're looking at somebody else that maybe you're talking to, another nurse or a nursing student that's interested in doing the type of work you do, what advice would you give them? What skills do they need to work on developing to be good at home care and providing this type of long-term rehabilitative care?
Well, like I said before, this nursing is a vocation, and it also gives you, there's so many questions you have to ask yourself, you know, if you have that passion, if you have that compassion, if you have the patience. And, you know, it's not just about, when you come into a home care, it's not just about the patient. It's also dealing with the families. So you have to be able to, you know, have that balance, you know, to work in home care. So, you know, I always tell the new nurses coming in, it is you. I know you know your job, or but you have to plan to work above and beyond your duties.
Really, really reach above and try to find solutions, because you're working independently and you need to be able to do that.
Yes. And also when you work with children, you know, it's a thin life between life and death. So you always, you know, like, you have to be ready for your emergency procedures. Always, you know, you have to know them, you know, be ready to use them at any time. You know, and this is what, you know, by doing all this, the care, the way you show the care to this child, it helps build that trusting relationship also, you know, with the parents. Because a parent can go to work knowing that my child is in safe hands, they don't have to worry, they don't have to call home, you know. It's because, I mean, you want to get there. You try to to do it in such a way that you get to that point, you know, even with the child, you have that relationship, the trust.
Absolutely. Well, and then that type of patient-care relationship is so important. And what is it about nursing, that this type of nursing, that you find so rewarding?
Like I told you, it's just knowing that you can make a difference in someone's life. Knowing that the nursing care you give to this child really helped the child. It's the transition that you give to this child. You know how you watch a child who was told in the hospital that will never walk, and because of the little therapies that you did, you know, change everything. They were able to eat. They were told they would never eat before. You know, the changes you see is very rewarding. I always tell people it's the outcome. You know, the outcome of what you do. Because you see a progress, you see a change in this child, and then the smile, you know.
Definitely, definitely. And there's so many things on the horizon, and you, as you said, that increasing patient population is going to continue to rise, and we're going to continue to need more nurses to fill those gaps, and not just in the traditional hospital setting, but especially, as you said, in the home care setting.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is growing. I mean, from the time, I can say from the past years working, and I'll just give an example. Coming into a company I came into, we have 3 times the population when I started working, you know, with that company. That's to show you. And also because healthcare is so sophisticated right now, more kids who are born with congenital disorders are surviving. Because of all, you know, the equipment they are able, and they give them a chance to live. And we have a lot of these children too coming home, you know, the elderly too. I mean, a lot of devices, a lot of interventions to help them, you know, prolong their lives.
Right. Absolutely. And I think the technology is huge. Do you find that that being comfortable with that technology is an important part of your job?
When I think in initially, like when you deal with the older population, initially it's always, I think that is where you come in as a nurse. You come in and, you know, you educate the families, and you try to transition them through that process. So, and when they get it and they know that it helps them, especially like the people who have chronic illnesses, like a child living with diabetes at home, or, you know, having something that will be there for a long time, you know, and if they know that this technology will help them, if I take my breathing treatments every day, this is going to make me, you know, not have asthma crisis if I, you know, do this. So, you know, eventually they get it, you know, because you educated them, and you also showed them the proper use.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So what are your final thoughts for someone listening to this that's thinking about becoming a home care nurse? What would you offer to them as a piece of advice?
It's a very good area to be in. It's an area that it's an independent setting. It's a setting, before you come into it, just don't look at that patient that you're dealing with. You're dealing with the whole team. You're dealing with the families. You're dealing with the, it has its challenges. But then you have to be able to differentiate that from what you're doing for the patient. Your goal first is to take care of that patient and also build that relationship, you know, and that communication with the families, and also teaching them. Because it also helps when the family knows how to take care of the patient. So, you know, those, not too many questions are asked, and especially when they know that, you know, whatever you taught them is helping this patient improve their health. I love it. I will not, you know, I love working in home care. It's flexible. You know, it helps you to show all what you learned back then. It's diverse.
Definitely. And now I think that's one of the things that makes it so attractive to so many people is that, you know, it's a different patient. Every time you go into a different setting, you have a new patient experience and a new opportunity to share your nursing skills.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, Gloria, thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to share your experience as a nurse with us here at Nursing Notes Live.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. I just want to say one more thing. I just want to thank everybody too who was out there who helped work for me to become this, 2013 amazing nurse. I really feel honored.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, for this recognition. And I'm really happy that this, I hope this inspires nurses in general out there to keep doing what they are doing.
Make sure you check out the entire September 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at rehabilitation nursing and its impact on patient care. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, bringing you a panel discussion on rehabilitation nursing with Kristen L. Mauch, Professor of Nursing and Kreft Endowed Chair at Valparaiso University, and Michelle Camisia, President of the Association of Rehabilitation Nurses. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.